Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your AI conversations can be.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Hi, Mary. Nice to meet you. I've definitely heard
Well,
the name.
I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for sharing that, Mary. Lead generation and
Tell me more about
revenue growth can be tricky, right? For me, the biggest challenge is often reaching the right prospects without sounding robotic or pushy. I'm curious how your AI manages to keep conversations natural and engaging while still driving results.
Tell me more about reaching the right prospects without sounding robotic or pushy.
Great question. The trick is balancing personalization with a natural tone. So the AI listens and responds like a real person, not a script. It uses conversational cues and adapts dynamically, making the interaction feel genuine and smooth. That way, prospects stay interested instead of tuning out. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that vision. In 12 months, I'd
What do you
imagine having a steady stream of qualified leads coming in effortlessly, with conversations that feel so natural prospects actually enjoy them. Revenue would be up, and my team could focus more on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Plus, less manual work means happier, more productive folks. How close is that to what you help companies achieve?
mean by having a steady stream of qualified leads coming in effortlessly, and why is that important to you?
Good point. By a steady stream, I mean consistently getting leads who are genuinely interested and fit the ideal customer profile, so my team spends time on prospects more likely to convert. It's important because it boosts efficiency, saves time, and ultimately drives better revenue without the usual hassle of sifting through unqualified contacts. Does that align with your experience?
Tell me more about boosting efficiency and saving time for your team.
Sure thing. Boosting efficiency means automating those repetitive, time-consuming tasks like initial outreach and qualifying leads so your team can focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. Saving time reduces burnout and lets everyone work smarter, not harder. It's a win-win for productivity and morale. How does your AI handle that?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is juggling enough personalized outreach without overwhelming the team or sounding too scripted. Also, keeping leads engaged long enough to move them down the funnel can be tough. What about you? What do you hear most from your clients?
What are all the ways juggling personalized outreach and keeping leads engaged are affecting the business right now?
Juggling personalized outreach and keeping leads engaged can really stretch resources thin. It often means slower response times, missed opportunities, and sometimes frustrated prospects who feel like they're just another number. That can lead to lower conversion rates and ultimately slower revenue growth. Does that sound familiar in your experience?
Can you go a bit deeper on slower response times and missed opportunities?
Absolutely. Slower response times happen when the team is overloaded with too many leads to handle personally. So some prospects wait longer than they should for follow-up. That delay can cool their interest or push them toward competitors. Missed opportunities come from not catching those moments when a lead is ready to engage or buy, often because there's not enough bandwidth to nurture every conversation promptly. It's like letting potential sales slip through the cracks. Does that resonate with what you see?
Wow, it sounds like juggling too many leads, slow follow-ups, and missed chances are really holding you back. And I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
I appreciate the offer, Mary, but I'm actually just testing your AI capabilities today, so no need to schedule a demo. If you want, I can keep asking questions or explore more about how your AI works. How does that sound?
Totally get that, Alex. I'm happy to keep chatting and answer any questions you have about how our AI works. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mary. I'm curious,
No problem at all. Anything specific?
your AI handle different languages or accents? Is it flexible enough to sound natural across diverse customer bases?